Matana Roberts has built a reputation as one of the most exciting young jazz saxophonists on the New York City jazz scene. Her new recording, Coin Coin Chapter 1, tells the stories of 18th century Louisiana slaves. Peter Margasek says it's a musical patchwork that spans cultures and time, history and memory, and he has our review.
Matana Roberts grew up in Chicago, hearing stories about her extended family, from its roots in Louisiana and Mississippi to its participation in the Great Migration North early in the 20th century. As a result, she developed a deep love of history and a desire to somehow turn that into music.
Galeen, 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 Galo.
Her maternal grandmother told her how our great-grandparents had quilted, creating new fabrics from worn-out scraps, and the idea resonated with her. She realized that putting together fragments and snippets that wouldn't serve much purpose on their own could result in something new and meaningful. Roberts began working on her 12-part cycle Coin Coin back in 2006 and originally intended it to reflect the history of her own extended family. But she's pulled away from private details in favor of more general human experiences. Before embarking on the project, Roberts realized she wasn't cut out to write conventional pieces, and Coin Coin gave her the opportunity to stitch these fragments together, a practice she's called panoramic sound quilting.
I was born a child of the moon in the year of 1742. The second daughter, quack, 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 coin. My master was ruler of the land, governor he was of Natchitoches, where I was born.
Chapter 1, titled Gens de Couleur Libre, or Free People of Color, is the first segment of Coin Coin to be released. The album examines a period in Louisiana history running from 1742 to 1830. The life of Marie-Thérèse Metoyer, a freed slave and businesswoman who helped establish a Creole community in Louisiana around the turn of the 19th century, functions as a jumping-off point for the loose narrative.
After laying down with me for 19 years, he decides to marry that widow that has my name but not my face. After laying down with me for 19 years, for 19 years. Years, but he set me free.
It's a gripping patchwork drawn from family interviews, historical accounts, and fictional detail.
A bitter man, get a man, bitter man. A bitter man, get a man, bitter man.
On the powerful Libation for Mr. Brown, Bit Him In, she borrows ideas and form from a song written by the great Oscar Brown Jr., portraying a slave auctioneer selling human merchandise. The arrangement of the 12 chapters isn't chronological, and even within each section, Roberts is less concerned with exacting narrative than in sharing the power of memory. Gens de Couleur Libre closes with a beautiful, gentle ballad she dedicates to her mother, who died just 2 weeks before the recording was made. It's a sincere, lovely farewell, ending an hour of tumultuous, sometimes jarring, but consistently rewarding music.
I know how precious our lives can be. Dedicate this moment to you and me. Let's dance a calendar, celebrate life. Reach for the sky, keep up your fight.
Peter Margasek is a staff writer for the Chicago Reader. He reviewed the album Coin Coin Chapter 1 by Matana Roberts.
How much would you cost? I know how precious our lives can be.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.